Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Tuesday, February 19th. Shortly after the sun sets between 20 and quarter of 5, the full snow moon climbs into the east. You may have heard or seen some reference to a so-called supermoon, though this is not an astronomical term. After a spike of attention, media fatigue has lessened the impact of this phrase. After all, the way it has been defined, there are 3 or 4 of these supermoons every year. However, the circumstances are worth noting because this moon appears slightly larger and slightly brighter than the average full moon. Why is it brighter and larger? It's closer than the average moon due to the moon's elliptical orbit. Nearly all astronomical bodies, including the Earth, do not orbit in perfect circles, but in a slightly oval shape and offset so that an orbit features a closest point and a most distant point from the host body. The moon's distance ranges from 225,000 miles to 251,000 miles, enough that the full moon varies by 30% in brightness and 14% in size. Although the difference is apparent if they are placed side by side, it would be like perceiving the difference between a 15-inch or a 16-inch pizza from 100 feet away. The planet Mercury also has an elliptical orbit, which we'll discuss tomorrow on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.